This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for joining us for a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
And now it's time for a bit of fun. Come on down, Jamie. Come on down, Dolly. Come on down, Brett. Here's Catching Up.
Good evening and welcome to your weekly dose of stupidity. It's the time of the week where we like to catch up
with
you.
You were about to say time of the month.
No, no, I would never do that, Brett. I think it's very important. We've all got cycles, haven't we, Dolster? How are you?
Good that you turned your phone off to make that announcement.
It's not off.
Are you sure, darling? It's still on, is it?
I've got a lot of information in my phone.
Can I say now?
I feel that you're here, but you're not here in a spooky sort of a way, my darling.
She's even got her iPad as well as a smartphone.
Yeah, goodness. I know, but couldn't she have a conversation with the person? That's what I'm wondering.
No, not at all.
The two of you like six-year-olds and your little iPhones tonight.
You were on your calculator, weren't you?
Abacus. Abacus more likely.
Doing one boobless upside down.
I taught you that.
Oh my goodness.
Well, it's another Tuesday night in lovely Melbourne. We're having marvellous wedding and tonight.
Marvellous
weather. Weather,
oh, there's
sorry.
Lots of weddings happening.
I only had one gin and tonic with dinner. Goodness.
Oh, it's out now, darling. Yeah, what are we talking about anyway?
I know. Look, well, tonight, I'm going to do a bit of a quiz tonight.
Oh, we love
you.
A quiz.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, I was thinking the other day.
Yes.
Oh, were you?
Was Whitney Houston dead long before she was dead or not?
I think so, darling.
Yeah,
I thought so.
Ruined. Just tick that box.
She was a husk.
She was a spin effects blowing in the wind by that stage.
I think she tried to come back a little bit too late, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, poor darling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, all right.
So you've got a quiz.
Is that all you were thinking about the other day?
You're revisiting a special actress from the past, aren't you, tonight,
yes,
darling?
Yes, super bitch. It's still a super bitch.
Darling.
We'll save that for later.
All right.
Right. What are you talking about? You're doing a quiz.
I'm just doing a quiz. Hey, we've got a question.
The Melbourne Comedy Festival's on, darling, and that question's related to that. And I'm going to be reviewing for the next couple of weeks something a little bit unusual from the Comedy Festival. Because normally we do Judith Lucy, we do Ruby Wax, all that
kind
of stuff.
We do all the famous
people, darling?
Don't we?
But I'm going to do something a little less famous, but she's still, still quite famous for a lot of people.
A scoop. Maybe they will be famous.
M. Ruskiano, anyway.
Oh,
who I'm going to be talking about.
I'm looking forward to that. And obviously, adding on to that, because it is the Melbourne Comedy Festival coming up later this month in town, we want to ask you, who is your favourite comedian? So give us a call on 1300-JOY-949, SMS us on 0427-JOY-949, or email us onair@joy.org.au. But Dolly...
Thank you.
It's always about disco and funk.
Yes.
What's the music coming
up
tonight?
We've got Salsa Orchestra, darling. We've got Stephanie Mills.
Fab.
The Disco Appreciation Society have recommended Teddy Pendergrass, who we love.
I did try
and get a little bit of Marsha for you too, darling, but I think she's slipped off.
Oh.
But Clary Brown and the Bangin' Rackettes, we're going to be playing some of her too.
Oh, fantastic.
But I'm wondering if you'll recognise this one, kids. It's all the way from 1978. It's a countdown.
Oh, I was only three.
Yes.
Dan Hartman, instant replay. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Oh my goodness.
Instant replay. I've never seen you two get down like that before.
Oh, you're on Joy
94.9. We were, weren't we, Dolly?
Absolutely. You're catching up with Jamie, Dolly and Brett on Tuesday evening on Joy 94.9.
Oh, darling, I am.
Can I say, you are nailing it with the disco tracks of late.
I'm busting the knee then, darling. What about you?
Don't worry, you can have an operation on the other
you
one
can,
now.
You can, can't you? Yes.
Reconstruction.
Oh, look.
Reconstruction.
I had to do an... look, I don't like talking about work.
You don't like talking about
work. But on Thursday and Friday last week, we had to do an off-site, like a two-day workshop.
Yes.
And we got to spend it at the Werribee Mansion.
Right.
And I have never...
You're going to get married there now, aren't you?
Oh, I'm going to get married for my
You're
special
gay
doll.
Gay married there.
Special doll.
My garage.
Yeah.
Gay rich. So look, it is fantastic. There's a zoo there. There's a little vineyard. There's the stately home. Plus there's the hotel and spa. Oh my god, it was so fantastic. I loved it.
Did you do any work?
Yeah, we worked our asses off.
Yeah, in the zoo.
No, we did a lot of work, but I've never... It's one of those little Melbourne secrets that people talk about and you're like, I'm not going to Werribee near the poo farm.
Oh.
And you go and it was amazing.
Amazing. It was Totes amazing.
What have you been up to,
Jamie?
Have
you been keeping yourself nice, Jamie?
Yes.
Not at all. Bit worried.
We're keeping you up tonight, aren't we, Jamie?
No, it's all good.
Put your phone down, for Christ's sake.
I've got content in my phone.
You've got to put that away.
I've got content in it. I can't even find what I was going to say. It's in my phone.
I was actually going to plug her because she's doing the outside broadcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
Jamie's doing the outside broadcast for part of Chill Out between 12 and 5.
Mm.
Yeah, yes. A couple of hours with some other co-hosts, lovely people here at Joy.
Yes.
On Sunday. And Chill Out out in the country.
Are you looking forward to Dalesford?
I've never been. I can't wait. It's going
to
be so
exciting. You've
never
been to Dalesford, darling.
I've got a ticket for the Bush Barn Dance.
Mm.
There's a comedy night.
Yes.
There's all sorts of stuff on. It's quite huge.
It's a lovely little country town, darling.
It'll be a bit dry now, though, won't it? So I'll have to go have a day at the spa.
Trying some nuns, they say, don't
you? I'll have to have a day at the spa to rehydrate, I thought.
You can do that, can't you, darling?
Which I thought would be important.
Anything else you can add to your fascinating conversation?
Yeah, sorry. I went out the other night, had the best night of my life, and I'm not just talking about the past weekend.
Right.
I went to the White Night.
Went into
the
three white nights.
What's the White Night? Good.
The White Night.
Oh, yes.
What was that about?
Well, they just lit the town up. Mm. It was beautiful. The museums were open all night. The galleries were open all night. Flinders Station was lit up like a Christmas tree.
It was like white Christmas, wasn't it?
It was like Melbourne was sparkling brighter than a drag queen's clutch, sweetheart.
Tina
all
Sparkle,
night long.
Was it, darling?
It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
And I've never seen so many people out in the city. It was crazy. They said 300,000 people rocked up. So
you
went there, of course, Solly. What were you doing?
Darling, we might call you a donkey.
Why would you call me a donkey, doll?
Because you...
Eeyore.
Eeyore all day and whore all night. I've only just heard that.
And the other thing.
That's pretty much on the money.
A 60-year-old lady told me that today.
She's quite racy for 60.
Isn't she, hey? I love that.
Yes.
Another friend said to me that having time to yourself when you have kids.
Yes.
I look at you two, just went to sleep.
Went to blank.
Is like having $2 that's broken up into 1 cent pieces and scattered around the house.
Oh.
Isn't that fabulous?
Is it? Really? Is it like that?
Yes, it is. And you're constantly picking up the little 1 cent pieces too. Getting your little 1 cent.
Putting them back in the toy.
A bit of time and then, you know, you're off to the next one. Yes, it's all scattered in between your chores and all that kind of stuff.
You know, there's some people in some countries that like to eat.
Getting nits out of kids' hair.
You wouldn't have that
problem, would you, darling? I think we've done it 10 times.
10 times.
Quite a nasty infestation, isn't it? I've also been cleaning up my partner's house, parents' house. I might do the talking tonight because I'm a bit bored.
I was going to say, you said that with so much gusto.
No, I'm wondering if the nits are in the sandpit. Have you checked the sandpit?
I haven't checked. It's a school thing, darling.
It must be coming from somewhere.
Do you think so,
sweetheart? Cut all the hair off.
Well, I'd like to, actually.
Cut it all off.
Do you know what a hawth is? Yeah, I'll know what
a hawth?
A hawth.
No.
Well, it's a combination of a hoarder and a sloth.
Right.
Yes, that's what my parents' partners are.
That's
what we found out today when we were cleaning out their house.
You not refer to them as your in-laws?
No, just hawths.
Hawths.
Anyway, you're on Joy 94.9 with Dolly, Brett and Jamie on Catching Up.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. You're on Joy. And Jamie, you're still here with us, aren't you, darling?
Sweetheart.
Yes, that was quick, wasn't it? Short
that
and quick.
We like
traps
that are
short and quick. Jamie, what are you going to contribute to?
No, I was just saying, the other day I was in restaurants and I was thinking about if you were from the sort of countries which will remain nameless, if you liked a bit of dog, if you ate a bit of canine.
But there's certain countries in the world where
it does happen.
We're not being mean.
It's just some countries
do actually have
like
dog on the menu.
We might have a bit of kangaroo steak. Some people might have a bit of
which I still find
something
wrong.
Like a German Shepherd pie or a Jack Russell and chips or something like that, or a sweet and sour greyhound, something like that. Nice. So I was thinking, what would you make? Would you make anything?
We're talking roadkill, are we?
So do you mean like a poodle with your noodles?
Yes,
poodle with your noodles.
I'm thinking, what else could you come up with there?
I probably need a little bit longer than
just
on the
spot. Something funny that's talking about a dead dog. Is that what you're saying?
No, cooking it.
Oh, Jamie, can you talk about something else?
I can't.
You're about as funny as a shark attack.
Hey, look, hey, look, we're talking tonight, obviously,
Jamie's going to have a little chat, darling, about something.
No.
No, you're going to talk about your show, darling.
Oh, I'm going to talk about Trolleyed.
Yes.
Yeah, are we doing that now?
Yeah.
Well, we'll play the theme tune then. Go on.
Oh, go on. All right.
Then I've got to find my information.
Bunker serves you right.
I'm quite nervous.
You can't beat our prices.
Can you stop that now?
If you can get it anywhere cheaper, I'll come round and cook it myself.
Red Hot Deals.
Offers on everything from booze to biscuits.
Loads of two-for-ones.
Service with a smile.
Yeah, fresh produce.
Grown locally.
Don't forget the Valco tip.
That way.
Am I getting paid for this?
Valco.
Valco serves you right.
Valco serves you right.
So, well, I found this little show,
yeah.
And I thought it was quite hilarious. So, starring the lovely Jane Horrocks, who you love, don't you? This little bubble from Abs Fab.
Little bubble, and was a little bird that she was in? Was that the
music?
Little voice.
So she's in it playing one of the managers. It's basically like a new version of Are You Being Served for the now times, and it's quite funny. I liked it, but it's also starring Brett,
the wonderful Stephanie Beecham,
who was in
The Colbys, which is a spin-off of Dynasty.
Dynasty, again, we're 2 degrees from Wonky Warner. Always 2 degrees from Wonky Warner. Aren't we?
Are we?
Really?
Yes. Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Because you're a degree
a
from
bit
wonky. Aren't you?
Yes.
So I think it's my recommendation of the week that you check it out because it's quite funny.
Is it funny, Danny?
It's quite funny.
Now, are you going to play us a little clip or something?
Well, Stephanie Beecham's still playing a complete bitch because obviously that's what she does best.
Right.
It's a little bit in there where she is being really mean to Bubble. Well, who, of course, isn't Bubble in this. But, she makes her bark like a dog and work on the checkout instead of being a manager. Poor thing.
Here we go. Yeah, she's coming up now.
Is she doing?
Mark's taking a while to bubble.
What's she doing
there,
dog?
It's that satellite delay, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's that satellite delay again.
Mark's waiting a bit to take
it. It's not working, is it, sweetheart?
Well, it is, I think. It is. Here it is.
Valco.
Brilliant. I was only joking, kid. Don't tell me you can't take a joke either.
All I wanted to say was...
Fabulous. Do you see that, Lisa? She's like a well-trained little puppy. Aren't you, Julie?
You are, aren't you?
Aren't you? Yes, you are. Come on. Bark for us, little doggy. Bark. Go on, give us a little woof. Go on, then. Woof. Oh. Louder, please, little doggy.
Woof. Woof.
Louder.
Woof.
That's made my day. Come on, everyone, back to work. I don't pay you to stand around sniffing each other's arses.
She's a toad.
Are you sure that's not from Prisoner?
No.
It sounds like it's a prisoner kind of a thing,
doesn't
it?
Called Trolley. But, Stephanie Beecham, she's a total bitch and she's really mean to Jane Horrocks.
So is Jane just a checkout chick?
No, she's one of the managers in the supermarket, but she's put her back on the tills because she said, I can't cope with all the work today, and she's just evil to her.
Oh, okay.
So she's made her bark like a dog and humiliated her in front of everyone else. But it's only about 10 episodes. Quite funny. Check it out. All I'm saying is check it out.
What's it called, Danny?
Trolleyed.
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 Shall we play another little clip, darling?
Oh, you can.
Job for Julie, maybe.
Yeah, that's another one with
is
her telling
one,
her.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Just keep on chatting until
it's,
she comes up.
It's one where she's, you know, making gives her a really big list of things to do for the day and she doesn't think she can quite get through it.
For goodness sake, Julie.
I'm sorry, I didn't realise you were busy.
I'm not busy. I'm eating a sausage roll. Do you honestly think that being busy is eating a sausage roll?
Well, I just thought that...
Here's a list of things I want you to be on top of today. Nothing much. Basic stuff.
This whole list by today?
Don't be daft. Not just that. When you're done, I want you to change the casters on the trolleys. We've been sent a set of plastic hubs to try.
Surely that's a job
for you, Julie. This is a job for you.
Job for Julie.
Job for Julie.
Job for Julie, yeah.
She's a nasty piece of work.
She's nasty, but funny in a nice, nasty way. But there's lots of other good characters in there too, so check it out. We've got a couple of shout-outs, Brett.
We do have a couple of shout-outs. We've got the wonderful Andre from St Kilda East, who said his favourite comedian acts are Judith Lucy, Ruby Wax and Kitty Flanagan.
Well, they're the best three of all, aren't they?
We've done all those three on the show, haven't we?
Can I say, Andre, you've got excellent taste because we love all three comedians. And obviously the question we're asking tonight is, who is your favourite comedian? Because this is in line with the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Coming up soon.
Absolutely. So we would like to hear from you. 0427 JOY 949 to SMS us. Give us a call on 1300 JOY 949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. But my darling sister has also...
Is that your sister there?
Yeah, what has she sent through, Jamie?
Beck says, my favourite is Dawn French. With our favourite partner, Jennifer Saunders, she's a close second, though. You're right, Beck. You are right.
Yes.
Bang on the money
She's always bang on the money, my darling sister.
We always like a bit of French and Saunders, too, don't we?
She got the brains in that family,
sadly,
didn't
she? Thanks, Jamie.
Sadly, the nod of the comedy festival, hey?
Well, you never know.
Yes.
Anyway, a little bit more disco, boys. Going back to 1978, it's Good for the Soul by the Sal Soul Orchestra.
Nice one.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
And welcome back. You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
What a professional show.
Thanks, Dolly.
How long have we been on the radio? Oh,
what did it say? 36 weeks, I think.
It is 36
weeks. God, we could nearly have had a baby in that time, couldn't we?
I think we did, Dad.
Was this your third or fourth trimester?
I'm going in for a cesarean, that's for sure.
Jamie, we've got a couple of shout-outs, haven't we, darling?
People are listening, darling, from all over the world.
Who is it, though, Brett, that's saying, I like one-liners? Who's that?
It's Ray.
Ray.
Emailed
He us. Likes one-liners. I think Oscar Wilde and Mae West are my favourite comic people of all time. I also liked Magda's fast-forward character, Liz. Of course, I said love. I said pet or should love. Of course she did. We love her too. She's fantastic. And what else, Brett?
Well, we've got Jerry from the front desk has said that his favourite is Danny Boy. Jez, very good. Very good selection there.
Very good.
And we've got a SMS message from an anonymous.
Anonymous number that seems quite familiar.
Yes. Sarah Milliken. Hello, flower. And now Sarah Milliken is from Newcastle in the UK. Myself and Andrew are going off. That's my partner, Andrew. We're going off to see her.
You sure it's Andrew?
And
I've heard good things about Sarah, actually.
She's hysterical. Oh, well, they're both very good. Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about tonight, guys, is because Melbourne Comedy Festival is coming up, we want to hear who is your favourite comedian. Yes. SMS us on 0427 JOY 949, phone us on 1300 JOY 949, or email us on air at joy.org.au. But...
The lovely Jerry is out on the desk also. He can take your call. Let us know if you bought some tickets. Who are you going to go and see? I got tickets today to the lovely Anne Edmonds, who's a very good friend of ours here at Catching Up. And there are still some tickets available for the start of her shows on the 28th to 29th.
I know, she's fantastic.
You can get some $15 deals as well.
A quarter of a cabbage.
So I'm going to see that. And then I'm going to go and see Judith Lucy with Denise Scott.
Denise Scott, yes.
Yes, we're trying to go as a group, aren't we?
Well, we didn't buy used tickets, did we? So we'll try.
Tickets, so I don't know how we're going to do that.
I don't want to sit with you on the night, but I think we should all go.
Right, now you've got a quiz for us, have you, darling?
I've got a quiz because...
Come on, far up.
Because it's quiz time. Because in March...
Yes.
Melbourne is known as Marvellous Melbourne.
Is it? Why?
Why?
Because it was coined by Mark Twain when he visited here in the 1880s.
Mark Twain came here?
Yes. You pay attention because I'm not very good at quizzes.
I am trying. Mark Twain came here, really?
Yes.
Wow.
He attended the Melbourne Cup.
Oh, of course.
He stated, the Melbourne Cup is the Australasian National Day.
Oh, bless him.
When you think about it, that was over 120 years ago.
Did he write Huckleberry Finn?
Yes. And Tom Sawyer.
Oh, he's good.
He also stated that Melbourne is a stately city architecturally as well as in magnitude.
Well, it is.
It is.
It's a beautiful city.
So in March, because of our wonderful warm weather, we have many festivals on, don't we?
We do.
Yes.
We've got Chill Out this weekend.
Yep.
We've also got, because of the long weekend, we've got Moomba.
I thought this was a quiz.
There's food and wine.
I'm setting it up.
Oh, how long does it take? Hey?
Food and wine, white nights, been heaps on.
Absolutely. But tonight's quiz is all about March.
Yes, Dolly's gone to sleep. Try again.
Come on, Marge, quickly.
Calm down.
Quiz.
All right.
Give her a bloody buzzer.
So, question one, and for Please play at home as well. Please play at home.
Please play at home.
Ploosh. So, March. Question one. Yes. March is named after who or what?
It's a god. It's a Greek god. Yes, it's Greek god of fire. Marchy
something. Something, isn't it?
It's a Roman god.
Pretty close.
Yeah, that'll do.
The Roman god of war. Mars.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I said. Oh, Mars. Of course. Mars.
Yeah.
Question two.
I had no idea.
Question two.
The term,
two?
Yes. Good the show. Term the Ides of March.
Oh, that, that was it. Yeah,
I don't know
yeah,
that one.
Yeah.
Is best known as
a Greek god.
As a date which Julius Caesar
31st.
Was assassinated.
31st.
What is the actual date in the
30th.
Month?
30th.
You're saying the 30th?
21st.
29th.
You can't have more than one 28th. Guest, Dolly. Bugger
Why not?
Off.
7th.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It was the 15th.
Oh, so I was closest was. With 21.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Oh, continuing
on.
Go on.
Dolly, you should get this one.
Game on, Mark.
It's true or false.
Oh,
okay. You've got me interested.
Okay, so true or false.
50-50.
Caesar was stabbed to death 18 times.
Nah,
I'm
false.
I'm going to do to you two in a moment. How false. Many times?
18 times.
False. Dolly has no idea, although you were there.
Was he stabbed? Was he? Well, you're saying false. Well,
I'm
I'll
saying
have
false.
To go true.
We don't have to.
Okay.
Well, there's got to be an AC and a DC for this to
it
work.
It was false because he was stabbed 23 times.
Yes, one of those trick questions.
I knew he'd, taken, it. I knew he'd taken a few
yeah.
more than that.
Dolly.
Yeah, I won then.
Dolly.
1 point to me.
Multiple choice.
Oh!
And I hope
it's got me stuck.
So at the moment, can we just do a quick time check? Sorry,
up?
Not a time check, a point check. You've got 1 point, Jamie.
No, I think I've got more than that.
No? I've got 10.
I'm not even
and
sure
Jamie's
Dolly
got two. Move on.
Okay. Right. Anyway, so it's a multiple choice, guys.
Yeah. I'm winning.
In which country today, staying on the Julius Caesar theme,
yes.
The day is still celebrated, the Ides of March is still celebrated with the drinking of bloody Caesars. Now, in which country? Is it A, Italy, B, Canada, or C, Ireland?
Oh, well, if so it's about drinking, it's probably
drinking
the Irish, isn't
bloody
it?
Bloody Caesars.
Be the Irish.
Yes, the Bloody Caesar. Now, Bloody Caesar, by the way, is similar to a Bloody Mary.
Look, they're probably doing it. I'd say that it's probably the Italians, but then knowing the Irish, they'll any excuse, isn't it?
Dolly,
drink.
Dolly,
I'm going to go
like?
For A. You'll go because you're going for D.
I'm going for B and C, I think.
I can't remember what it was.
It was
A.
Canada.
No.
A, that
Canada does.
Was that A?
No, Canada
A.
Come on.
That was B.
We both
got
wrong,
you both got
darling.
It wrong.
Weird,
little
aren't
sneaky
they?
Canadians
weird,
with their
Canadians,
flappy little
yeah.
heads.
Yeah. Question five. I hope you're paying
yes.
at home.
Yes.
Okay. Question five. The Ides of March was also a recent film starring two Hollywood hunks. Name them both.
Brad Pitt.
No.
Tom Jones. No, not Tom no. Jones. Tom Cruise.
No.
What about
Are
that
they
other
old
really
Hollywood one? Hunks, darling?
One is silver-haired fox and has been a fox
of George
for
Clooney.
Years. George Clooney. And the other one always has his shirt off and he's a bit nerdy looking but has a hot chest.
Boy thing, I don't
What's
know.
His name?
Ryan Gosling.
That's who I was thinking
yeah,
of because he's that when anyone says
yeah.
hot with his shirt
girls
off.
Like good. Him, don't they? Yeah.
I think,
okay.
Yeah, I think of the
question
gay
six.
Boys
Another multi-choice.
Hurry up.
March's birthstones are aquamarine and bloodstones. These stones symbolise what? Is it birth? Is it death? Is it courage or is it bravery?
Well, they're two stones. What do you want?
Come on, Mystic Meg. We need Mystic Meg here.
No. They both symbolise the same thing.
At birth.
So you say birth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go for birth.
Because it would be spring in the Northern
yeah.
Hemisphere.
Incorrect. It's courage.
Bugger off, Brett.
Courage, don't
yeah, yeah,
bugger
yeah.
off. Bugger off,
so,
Brett. You've
on.
Lost Jamie. It's
no,
just
no, no,
me
no, no.
now.
I'm still,
yeah,
I'm still going. I'm
no,
still going.
Still
I don't care.
Lost him.
So the birth flower of March.
Yes. Daisy.
Is the same as the national flower of Wales. What is it?
Well, I should know
it's
that.
Yellow.
No, no,
it's
no,
yellow. It's
no,
yellow.
No,
dandelion.
No, we know no. this, Dolly. We know this.
A yellow carnation. A rose.
No, it's not a yellow rose.
No,
oh, hang
it's
on, it's coming.
Are you coming out?
So it's not a
Lily.
Thistle because that's Scotland.
Yes,
isn't
it's
it?
Not a thistle because that's
I
Scotland.
I don't care.
It's
what
not
is
a
it?
Rose because that's England.
Daffodil.
Oh, that it's bloody daffodils. They stole them from
yellow.
The Dutch, I
yeah,
bet.
Yeah,
all right.
It, yeah.
Sneaky little buggers.
Which march ends the annual Melbourne Midsummer Festival, Dolly? What? Which march?
Which what? Huh?
What were you doing a couple of Sundays ago
doing?
Down in St Kilda?
You and I.
Oh,
what
the
were
Pride.
We doing?
Yeah. The Pride
yes, which march.
Yes.
Oh, that there.
She
that
was
march.
There.
Yes, I'm talking about. It's a march quiz.
I've moved on.
Okay, and finally.
Yes.
Is the march fly, true or false, is the march fly also known as the Spanish fly?
False.
True.
Correct, Dolly.
Oh, bugger.
It's also known as a horsefly.
Yeah, something you slap, you whack.
They
don't
come out in
March. Do you know I dumbed down that quiz?
So over you.
You didn't dumb it down enough.
Clearly not. Dolly, what
you
are we listening
get many
to,
either.
Darling?
We didn't get many either, did you?
Oh, we got
this
a few.
This one goes for 8 minutes so we can talk over it a bit. This is the Disco Appreciation Society.
Oh, is this their recommendation for the week?
Pick of the week.
Love them.
Stephanie Mills, You Can Get Over, 1979. It's actually the flip side to the classic Never Knew Love Like This Before.
We love a flip
Dolly,
side.
Dolly, and they're obviously on the Facebook. You can join the Disco Appreciation Society on their Facebook page.
Or us. You could follow us on
or
Facebook.
Follow us.
For our podcast, Brett.
Or you could just shut up and let the song play.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, you're listening to Catching Up with Dolly, Jamie and Brett on Joy 94.9. And we've been talking about, well, I attempted to do a quiz. I'm not sure
how
well
it was. Brett. I liked your quiz. It was good.
Yeah, it was a bit hard, though, but you know.
We went to public schools.
Wake us up next time.
Oh, my lordy. And look, we've had a bit of chat about the super bitch Stephanie Beecham in the new show Trolleyed. And Dolly's going to talk about, and we've been talking about comedy all night, and we have said, look, who is your favourite comedian? Because we do like to hear from our Joy listeners.
We do.
Give us a call on 1300-JOY-949 to tell us who is your favourite comedian.
Could be us.
SMS us on 0427-JOY-949. Or email us on air at joy.org.au. But Dolly, you've got a comedian you want to have a chat about.
Well, you go through the Melbourne International Comedy Festival and the obvious people that stick out, don't they, are the Kransky sisters with Have a Piece of Cake.
Fabulous.
Kitty Flanagan from The Project.
We love her.
We've played
Kitty.
A bit of her,
love
haven't
Kitty.
We? Ruby Wax, who we love and adore. She must
Absolutely.
Be out of her depression, do you think?
No, she's still, she's still got it? Yeah, but in a nice
sweetheart.
Way.
She's amazing.
In a nice way.
Judith Lucy and Denise Scott, which we want to get tickets to. Well, you've already got tickets. You've
got
dumped
tickets.
Us.
Yes.
And then we're going to go on a separate night. Otherwise, it'd be too embarrassing. Mr. Snotbottom.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yes, that's part of the kids' festival. He's got lovely jars of farts and jars of snot.
That's lovely.
And he snots so much that it comes out of his bottom.
I'm going to be washing someone's hair that night because I don't have hair myself.
Yes, that's right.
Won't
thank you, Mr. Snotbottom. Thoroughly recommended. Anne Edmonds, of course, and Genevieve Fricker. I just thought I'd say that name because it sounds hilarious.
Freaking good time at Fricker.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Now, another name I came across, because I want to do something a little bit obscure, but she's not that obscure. It's M. Ruskiano.
Are we in a rush, Dolly?
Well, I'm talking quickly, Daddy, so I can play another song.
All
it's all about the music.
She does that a
talking.
Lot.
M. Ruskiano.
Yes. Mm. I remember her from Australian Idol.
Yes.
Gorgeous,
yes. Well, that's where she made her fame because she auditioned for Australian Idol, finally making the top 10, didn't she? When was that? Back in 2005?
It was a couple of years ago. 2006? 2005?
In her early 20s. Yeah. 2005 maybe? Yeah. Yeah.
Put that in your quiz.
Yes. And then she got discovered with...
she got discovered.
Yeah, by
she?
Oz Stereo. Went to Perth. Yes. Your hometown kids.
Yes.
And then the project picked her up.
Yes.
And then she's been on The Circle and she's been off The Circle controversially. I don't know what happened
and the
there.
And The Circle is now off anyway.
Is it?
Yeah. Anyway, it was garbage.
Had
anyway. And then she's
it was
on
a bit square,
she's
wasn't
now
it,
back on one of the FM radio stations called Mamma, and she's doing a Mamma Mia Today between 3 and 4 Monday. Those are quite funny, quite good.
Oh,
now, the reason why I like her, she's quite a big supporter of the gays. And
is
in
she?
Fact, she's Wes Snelling, who's on a Tuesday Drive.
Yes, Tuesday
with
Drive.
Joy.
Yes.
He's producing or directing the show for her.
Fantastic.
And
that's
she
nice.
Describes herself as a straight man.
Yes.
In a, in a female body.
She's trapped.
That looks like a lesbian.
Oh.
Yes.
That's quite refreshing.
So anyway, I've scoured the internet and I've come up with a little bit of a clip.
Oh,
this
fabulous.
Is, I think from last year, it was called A Bit of This and That at Halfway Home Gala. Here she is for you kids.
Fabulous.
Hello there, bitches. This is Straight Ryan, my guitarist. Give it up for Straight Ryan. It may surprise you to know that I mainly play gigs full of gay men, so I have to just differentiate for them all that he is straight, or things can get ugly in the toilet. Fabulous. Now, my name is M. Ruskiano. You notice I'm whoring myself on your tables. Has everyone got a little flyer? I've got 88 cents each for those, so don't you throw them out till I can't see them. If I see one on the ground, I'll pick it up and uncrumple it and give it to my mum. So you keep those flyers. I have a show coming up. I've been doing this now for 1 year. This is it. This is my third time on stage doing this kind of thing. So be kind. Thank you. I was on Australian Idol 2004. I came ninth. Thanks for noticing. I have the kind of level of celebrity that people see me in the street and go, did we go to high school together? Did I have sex with you maybe in the late 90s? Gee, Ruby Rose has really let herself go. Stop wooing. I'm not Ruby Rose. I am a straight woman in a gay man's body that looks like a lesbian. So I'm just going to have to ditch the bowl. Because Monty, how do you fucking do that? Jesus Christ. So, yes, Idol was an interesting experience. Anthony Kalia was straight when I was on Idol. And Ricky Lee ate a steak a day. How things have changed. Well, the two of them. Yes, that's nice. Oh, shit, my arm's caught on my bum again. Monty! Yeah. I'm caught on my bum again, honey. Can you help me? Now, I grew up in a place called Warrandyte. Does anyone know where Warrandyte is? It's where people use crystals for deodorant. Warrandyte shaped me. Very well. Okay. And my other dream was to win the Logie, a silver Logie, because you don't win a gold, because that shit is cursed. Think about all the people who have won gold Logies. Where's John Waters now? I'll tell you where he is. He's at an RSL in Sydney, drunk, playing his last $5 on a pokey. Where's Georgie Parker? She's on Summer Bay, serving sausages with Irene. And where's Rebecca Gibney? I'm packed to the shafters, and she's had so much Botox and so much gin. Bitch doesn't know where she is. I don't want a gold Logie. I want a silver, and that's going to come. It may surprise you to know that I have a lot of gay male friends. And I want to take you back to a time where I went to Eltham College, which is out near Warrandyte, and I met the love of my life, and it's not my husband who I'm married to now. I met a man who, when I walked into our first rehearsal of Midsummer Night's Dream, he had something that set him apart from everyone else in Warrandyte. He used hair product and deodorant. He was amazing. And we would watch Dawson's Creek together. And he would braid my hair so there were no sticky up bits. And I became convinced that I would lose my virginity to this man. We went everywhere together. Oh, how I loved him. Ryan. It's dedicated to my first love. Segway fan.
Anyway, there's a little bit for you from Emma Russiano, Puberty Rhythm and Blues in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Check her out. She does look a little bit like Ruby Rose.
She does. She's a really good-looking girl. She can sing.
Yeah, oh God, she can sing. Yeah, she can belt out a note, can't she?
Speaking of singing.
Yes. Would you like me to do a song?
Oh, it was song time. Darling. I always have to be careful when I say Dolly Darling.
Dolly Darling.
That I'm not saying Dolly Rhinestone.
What have you got, Doll? Something
well,
funky?
Clary Brown and the Bangin' Rackets again, because we like her, don't we? Hey, Melbourne band, nine-piece band. Here she
a little
is.
Bit of soft shoe there, folks, on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Clary Brown from Clary Brown and the Bangin' Rackets. You're listening to Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're with Jamie, Dolly and Brett on catching up on Joy 94.9.
We've caught up.
We've caught up tonight and we've run out of time yet again.
Oh, it's unbelievable. My did we stupid we didn't shout out quickly?
We did. We've got from my lovely mother. She's obviously said she loves Barry Humphries.
Maggie.
His
Hello.
Dame Edna is awesome.
Maggie for a while.
Mm. We haven't.
No, last week she was and listening. Hello, Maggie.
Jerry's then obviously jumped on the Barry Humphreys.
Barry Humphreys.
Yes, Barry Humphreys. Yes.
He loves Sir Les Patterson.
Oh, he's...
But you can't sit in the front row because you get a bit wet.
She sprays on you, doesn't she? Oh, now, what have we got next week? You coming back next week, Jamie?
I'll be around Sunday out in Dalesford talking to all the great community people out in Dalesford who turn up on the day out at the Sunday Carnival Day.
So you can talk chill out with us.
It'll be Chill Out Festival because Carnival Day was the start of midsummer.
Well, it's like the country Carnival Day, isn't it?
It is. And Joy will be broadcasting live between 12 and 5. And you're going to be on in that time.
I'm out and about, roaming around, talking to people, bringing
them
in.
You've got the report. Can I say, Dolly and I have done it and it's lots of fun.
Yeah.
Jolly, who have we got on the show next week?
Oh, we've got Ethel Chopp's going to come in and give us a spray too, I think. Oh,
she'll be mean to us all, won't she?
I hope so. I like it when she's mean and nasty.
It's been another great show. Dolly,
always nice.
What is playing us out?
We're going
tonight?
Out with a bit of Disco Appreciation Society. Back to 1977, Teddy Pendergrass. You can't hide from yourself, Jamie.
Oh, you bloody can.
Keep yourself nice.
Keep yourself nice.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. Thanks
See
for
you
having
next
your
week.
Company.
Night.
Joy 94.9.
Australia's best titbit.
Without the tits.
Catching up on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.